Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. Well, it looks like the Australian share market is going to start a new month and a new quarter on a flat note. SPY futures ended the after-hours session with a loss of around 7 points, or about 0.1%. So unable to capture the flourish of buying that featured in the final hours of trade on Wall Street overnight. We saw the US market start in a reasonably cautious fashion. They ended around their best levels of the day. The S&P 500 up by around 1.5%. The NASDAQ outperforming with a gain of close to 2%. And we had the Dow up by around 0.9%. But the final day of the month and the quarter is more tactical than that. It is all about how the markets performed over the course of the quarter. So to that end, we had the Dow up by close to 18%, 17.8 in the interest of precision. So that was the best quarterly performance since 1987. The S&P 500 posting its best improvement since 1998. That was with a gain of 20%. And not surprisingly, intuitively, you would have thought that the NASDAQ outperformed overall, and it did by a decent margin, up by 30%. And that was the best quarterly performance since 1999. So over the course of the last quarter, it was a period that was marked by extraordinary initiatives when it comes to liquidity and stimulus by governments and central banks. The question is now whether or not that momentum is able to continue. We saw consecutive monthly improvements for stock markets over the course of the last 3 months, but the margin by which they were improving was contracting. So it'll be interesting to see how things shape up in July. As far as news points were concerned, we heard from Jerome Powell, the head of the US Federal Reserve, and the head of the US Treasury, Steven Mnuchin. The bottom line in relation to their commentary as they testified in front of Congress was one of caution, unsurprisingly. So one of the features of the session was the Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and the US Fed Chairman Jerome Powell testifying in front of Congress. Their conversation on balance was one of caution, highlighting the continued risks that are faced by the US economy. And not for the first time, Jerome Powell highlighted that the path towards economic improvement is only going to be assured once they get the virus under control. Sounds like an obvious statement, but I think it is actually quite poignant at a time when you are seeing these infection rates around the United States continue to spike higher, yet the reaction that we're seeing in various quarters of the financial markets isn't necessarily one of concern for the moment at least. So that's just something to bear in mind. As far as the economic side of things is concerned, we saw a nice lift in U.S. home prices over the course of the last month, up by 4% in the year to April. So that was the best outcome since the latter part of 2018. And what featured was a great many of the states all saw improvements in terms of house prices. So that's important from a sentiment perspective at a household level. It's also important from an asset price perspective that we tend to focus obviously on stocks a lot, but it's important to understand how the home price picture feeds into broader sentiment in the economy. So that was encouraging news. As far as stock performance was concerned, Boeing was one of the outperformers a day earlier on news that they would be testing the 737 MAX jet with the Federal Aviation Authority monitoring the outcomes of that. That was seen as some progress. But what you continue to see is airlines cancelling orders for their purchases from Boeing. So over in the last day, Norwegian Airways cancelled an order for 92 737 MAX jets. BOC Aviation cancelled an order for 30 jets. So that weighed on the price of this organisation. That was down by 5%. Micron Technology, a chip maker, they had some better than expected earnings numbers. An improvement in chip prices was a part of why that stock was up by around 4%. Elsewhere, FedEx, after the market closed, posted some better than expected numbers in EPS and revenue terms. So they were quite substantially better than what the market had expected. And that saw the stock up by around 8%. So on the local front today, worth pointing out that we've got a fair bit of economic news to look at. We've got the CBA and Australian Industry Group reporting their measure of manufacturing activity. We've got home prices, construction activity as well. But probably the most important is the Caixin survey of manufacturing activity in China. This is one of the earlier reports in the month that gives you a sense of how things are performing in the Chinese manufacturing sector. It's a widely anticipated result. Surveys around 500 companies. So this will be an important data point on which to start the new month and quarter indeed. The Aussie dollar has been on the front foot in the last day as well. It's moving towards that 69, or flirting with that 69 US cent level.